Hey everyone, and welcome to the Pinball Sessions podcast. My name is Rue, and I'll be your host as we listen to a selection of great tracks recorded by some of the most talented Canadian and international artists who have passed through Pinball Studios in Guelph, Ontario. Pinball Sessions are live, off-the-floor, pressure-free recordings by artists as diverse as The Once, Daniel Romano, Gangsta Grass, and Matt the Electrician. The artists who come to the studios have a chance to play some pinball on the many machines in the studio and then record a few tracks in the relaxed, low-key atmosphere. All of these songs can be found at pinballsessions.com, where you can stream or download entire sessions or individual songs, and two new sessions are uploaded every week. We're also going to bring in some of the banter and fun moments captured between takes and ask the tough questions about music and pinball. Since this is our first episode, we wanted to start off by introducing you to the folks who have pulled all of this together. So here's a conversation between Shauna Cooper, Dan Beeson, and Daniel Cooper.
Talk.
For the inaugural Pinball Podcast, the Pinball Sessions organizers are going to answer a couple questions about pinball. While playing pinball. So some of the things we're going to ask the bands that come in to play include their feelings about pinball. There's some pretty strong feelings around here about pinball. Dan Beeson, the engineer and producer of Pinball Sessions, also collects pinball machines. So Dan, tell me a little bit about your feelings about pinball, the importance of it in your life, and anything you want to share about it.
Well, I'd say I have a severe pinball addiction since I have many pinball machines and it doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon. My feelings about the actual game of pinball varies from game to game, if I'm playing well or if I'm playing like complete shit. So that's my feelings about the game of pinball. But I don't know, what else?
Daniel Cooper, who's sort of came up with the idea for Pinball Sessions and convinced us all to participate, is obsessed at the moment with Creature from the Black Lagoon. And why don't you tell me if pinball has sort of connotations in your life, things that you identify with about it or identify it with?
At the moment, it's hard to think about it because this game is frustrating, and I think it's a very big part of pinball is that frustration and the catharsis you feel when you finally get that multi-ball and get that high score.
So it should be evident that we all play a lot of pinball and take it quite seriously. I mean, I certainly remember being 10 years old going to the bowling alley to play pinball, and there was sort of a respite about getting away from everything and competing against a machine. If we had a pinball machine that we could design for Pinball Sessions, do you guys have any ideas about what it would look like or what the features it would have would be?
It would have better music than Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Come on, this is classic music, man. This is from the 50s, okay? Rock and roll.
All on that Casio, right?
So the Pinball Sessions are called the Pinball Sessions because where we record, Dan has, at any given time, 8 to 10 kind of killer pinball machines. The idea behind the project is to invite artists in and have them play or record in an environment where there's no pressure on them and they can experiment or do things a little differently than they would in their regular recordings and then make those recordings available to people at www.pinballsessions.com. Dan, can you tell me a little bit about what appeals to you about this project and why you got involved?
Well, really, it's my two favorite things, and I'm not going to lie. It's pinball, when I have good games, and recording music. So, I mean, I just get to stay at home and, play pinball with touring bands and record, a session with them, a quick session. And basically, we upload those sessions bi-weekly, And so we're scheduled for 104 sessions this year, which is quite a lot. But so far, so good. I mean, we're halfway through it. And hopefully next year, maybe we'll double the amount.
Maybe.
That was dangerous for me to say that.
You just gave yourself more work. So a lot of bands do come through and play pinball.
Yeah, some people enjoy it. Some people, you know, not so much. But when people enjoy it, they enjoy it a lot. And usually it takes a little bit to get them out of my house, which is okay. I mean, you know, I welcome everyone. Because, you know, I do the pinball club thing too, so you can edit all that stuff out. Yeah, that's just edit that out. You know.
Daniel, can you tell us something about the Pinball Sessions project? Oh, extra ball. Okay, this is the extra ball feature.
Well, I hate this. I'm sorry.
I'm like,
totally
so talking bad. To me.
Yeah.
What is it all about? We're having a beer at the bar.
Come back to me.
So there's three key organizers to Pinball Sessions, and there's some other wonderful people involved. If we had a tournament on any given machine, who do you think would win?
Dane Beeson.
Yeah, I'm sure I would actually kick the crap out of all you guys.
Unanimous. Dan Beeson wins.
I'm centered now, everyone.
This is a replay.
It's a little loud, eh? The bass? But I think it's cool. I turned this up a little bit. It's cool.
It's coming out of somewhere. It's not coming
out anywhere else, is
nope.
It?
Nope.
I think
you're
just in a weird...
It's just this...
Yeah,
I'm just doing that.
Okay.
Maybe.
Deep breathing. Okay. Let me know when you guys are good. Cool.
It's like a show for you now.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be more fun now. Cool? Alright. Hello. Hi there. I'm John K. Sampson. This is my friend Doug Friesen, my other friend, Michael Fierstack. We're gonna play some songs for you, and this is a pinball session. That's what I meant.
Okay.
North wind sings the fence around a lot full of debris near the corner of Memorial and me. We're resurrected, brick and drywall leap back into place. There's a terrified reflection of my face. All alone at the gleaming knife display in the army surplus sales, as the dusk descends and my inspiration fails. Goldsville discount parkas sleeping bag and peer at me from crumpled dark. Inky bruises punched into the sky by bolts of light, and and then leap across the body of tonight. While rain and thunder drop and roll, then stop short of a storm. Leave the air stuck with this waiting to be born. As I stand before an unresponsive automatic door, just another door that won't open for me anymore. The exit red gets brighter, then blinks off, presses me into crumpled dark. Welcome to the avenue, but no sign to show you when you go away. And our demolitions punctuate all we mean to save them, leave too late. So I'll make my shaky exclamation mark with a handful of the crumpled dark.
And that was John K. Sampson with Heart of the Continent, which was from his Provincial album. Very cool album with a very cool story, so check that out for sure. And that gives you an idea of how we're going to be doing things for the Pinball Sessions podcast. You can find all of these songs to listen to and download at pinballsessions.com. But we'll be giving you a little taste of everything that was recorded at the Pinball Studios. And just to spice it up a bit, you'll get to hear the joking around, the banter, and the chatting that went on between takes. So check in on the Pinball Sessions podcast to hear stuff you can't hear on pinballsessions.com. And speaking of that, we're going to move on to one more track for this episode, and it is from an artist called The Young Benjamins. The Young Benjamins are from Saskatoon. They're a very young band with a very cool sound, and part of the reason why we'd like to feature them this week is they will be at Hillside Festival in Guelph, Ontario, just like us. Pinball Sessions will be there and going around listening to some great music. Probably getting quite a few sessions. We're going to work on getting some sessions recorded from some of the artists that are playing there, but one of them will definitely be Young Benjamins, one of the first artists featured on Pinball Sessions. And here is Young Benjamins with a song called The Argument.
Hi, we're Young Benjamins, and we are doing a pinball session. And I won't let you go, let you leave this town alone, because I've been here standing on the corner watching you drive home from the coldness of my house to the darkest part of town. I know seasons come and seasons go, and I won't let you see the boy that I've become from the coldness of your feet to the comfort of my arms. It's you that I need, but it's us I do not want. So I know seasons come and seasons go. Left
sad? Why do people that we love become people that we dread? It's you that I need, but it's a sign. Do not want. Oh, I know. Seasons come and seasons go.
The Young Benjamins with The Argument. Before that was Winnipeg's John K. Sampson with Heart of the Continent. And before that, we heard Shauna, Dan, and Daniel, the heart and soul of Pinball Sessions, having a conversation while playing pinball. And that's what you can expect from the Pinball Sessions podcast. You'll get to hear some interviews, some talk about pinball, some great music, and some banter between tracks, which you wouldn't get to hear while going to pinballsessions.com to hear the other tracks. You can hear the rest of John K. Sampson's, Young Benjamins, and other tracks from artists like The Once, Gangsta Grass, and a whole slew of them. There are two sessions that go up every week, so definitely check that out on Monday and Thursday, where you can listen and download, and tell us what you think about Pinball Sessions, both the podcast and the show. You can get in touch with us at info@pinballsessions.com. Thank you for listening. Again, my name is Rue, and we'll be back soon with another Pinball Sessions podcast. All this whining and bickering and drawing lines and splitting halves, and sometimes I'm not there.